Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Memorial Day Summer Blast Off Spectacular
with Scott and Patty in the Big Show crew
on CBS FM.
It's been more than 20 years since I did this the first time at a place called Jenkinson's down the Jersey Shore. Boy, if those walls could talk. I remember playing golf on the Thursday afternoon, then the barbecue at the White Sands and a beverage or two. Getting around Point Pleasant in a Snap-on truck. After 9/11, chants of USA, USA. Tearing up, talking about my boys and Marianne, and after my heart attack. The boardwalk in Seaside Heights. Bret Michaels staying around well past 1 o'clock, signing autographs, talking to people, and my daughter-in-law acting like a teenager when she saw him. John Cafferty just killing it. Dennis DeYoung singing Come Sail Away by the Ocean. That was just incredible. Great memories I will always cherish. The Jersey Shore. A superstorm tried to take it away, and we came back. Now COVID is trying to change everything, but this is New Jersey. The people from Jersey and New York are different. We have an edge, an attitude, a chip on our shoulder. No virus is going to stop us. Doctors, nurses, hospital workers, EMT personnel, chemists, all fighting on the front lines. Workers at supermarkets, home improvement stores, pharmacies, the garbage was collected, convenience stores, gas stations, fast food, delivery drivers from UPS to Uber Eats, and all our police and firefighters put their lives on the line. And we will always be grateful, and we will never forget the ones we lost. It's not over yet, but we are getting there. Things will be normal again. Before we know it, the boardwalks will be fully open. We'll be spinning those wheels again, spending $30 and getting a $5 box of candy. Scott will be able to get his funnel cakes and his dark chocolate-covered caramel. We'll be back at Jenkinson's, or Spicy's, or Bar A, or the Columns, or McClune's, or the Crab's Claw. Eating and drinking and meeting friends, and not 6 feet apart. Once again, you'll sit in traffic on the parkway, get off, go east, until the road ends. You'll find your way to Sandy Hook, Long Branch, Asbury Park, Belmar, Point Pleasant, Ocean Beach, Lavalette, Seaside Heights, or LBI. Why do I know all this? Because this is New Jersey, and we don't bow down for anything. We never quit. And we never will. So let's remember happier times. It's high school again. You're in your hot rod, even if it was a K-car. Girlfriend riding shotgun. Your friends are in the back. You pass the Raritan Toll, and in your mind, you're already smelling the ocean and the food. You know the beer is ice cold where you're going. You're all set. And there's only one thing left to do. You crank up your radio. Whether you went to Holy Trinity, Villawall, Summit, Lyndhurst, Westfield, GL, or Immaculata, it's CBS FM. It's summer 2020, and Bruce is on your radio.
In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream.
You're on The Shannon in the Morning Virtual Summer Blast-Off Spectacular on CBS-FM.
8 minutes after 8 a.m. It is the nearly famous, highly outrageous, but never ever contagious Virtual Memorial Day Weekend Blast-Off Spectacular! With Ram and Jam and Michael Scott Shannon, the real Patty Steele, Bradley, Big Bad, Brad Blanks, Louie Louie. Let's not forget the Roslyn Rock and Roll Queen, Sue Aller, Dean the Dream, Matinee Idol, Aunt Becky, out on bail, and she's ready to wail. Just threw her in there for the hell of it.
Sure, why not?
Thanks to our friend John Elliott for checking in, and the mystery guest DJ. And now, if everybody is ready,
reach over, grab your knob, ooh, ow, and mine, crank up your radio, and get ready to kiss the week goodbye.
Welcome to the weekend.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
This is the Memorial Day Summer Blast Off Spectacular with Scott and Patty in the Big Show crew on CBS FM.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. How you feeling this morning?
I had my tail done yesterday with a Matty Petty.
Now, Scott Shannon, you know, he seems to be very fond of you. How have you two become friends over the years?
I got Polaroids, baby. Here's what, here's what happened this morning. I wake up and my sweatpants storm into my room and demand that I finally wash them.
Are you nervous about going on, on the big show?
No, it's just Scott Shannon. Why should I be nervous? I mean, it's not like I'm talking to Walter Cronkite.
All right, mate. Well, I'll check back with you soon. This is good to be sort of backstage of you, getting an insight into a rock legend's house.
I'm backstage in my family room where, believe it or not, I have done so much good by just sitting at this piano and singing into this stupid iPad. I couldn't have reached this many people if I was on the road. It's gone crazy. The world's nuts.
This is the Memorial Day Summer Blast Off Spectacular with Scott and Patty in the Big Show crew on CBS FM.
Dennis, how are you, buddy? Hey, you had breakfast yet?
I'm 73. That should say enough right there. Yeah, I have had breakfast. I had fruit, fresh fruit. I eat it religiously. I have bananas. What do you care? I had fresh fruit.
And the nerves, are you good? Are the nerves all right? No worries?
No worries. It's just New York.
What was your greatest performance in New York? Can you remember one of the greatest shows you did?
The thing that comes to mind is in 1981, during the Paradise Theater tour, we did 3 sold-out Madison Square, 2 Meadowlands, and 2 Nassau Coliseum. And it was the Paradise Theater tour, and it was spectacular. All of them were just so wonderful. So many great, memorable experiences in New York. And that one time I got mugged. That sticks in my mind.
You're on the Shannon in the Morning Virtual Summer Blast-Off Spectacular on CBS-FM.
Hallelujah. It is a long holiday weekend, Memorial Day Monday at 7:32. Just another day for most people. I just think people are going to try to get out this weekend a little bit and enjoy themselves. I think,
sure.
You know, like Bruce Springsteen said yesterday on the show, how much longer can we do this? But of course, you got to balance it. I understand. I'm not one of those whack jobs that wants to stand outside with a sign and a rifle saying I want to be free.
Well, I hope not.
No, I'm just saying.
Let's remove that from our brains.
There's a way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a way to go about your life and loosen up just a little bit.
Yeah, I went over to see a friend yesterday and sat out on the other side of her deck with her. Problem is I couldn't go through her house. I had to walk around the side, and I almost broke my ankle on the rocks as I climbed over, which would have been great.
Well, a lot
but
of people.
It's just being smart. It's
a lot of people. They meet in the backyard or on the patio, whatever you have, mm-hmm. and the reason is, you know, that they don't want to take a chance on a stranger being in the house. They've been in lockdown and just the family members in there,
right.
And they've had no problems
oh,
yet.
Same
so
here, yeah.
You know. But
although I had plumbers in my house yesterday because I had a massive leak from the upstairs pouring water down in the ceiling down onto the floor. So I did have to have those guys in. But they came in with masks and gloves and stuff.
Big shout out to Amanda Boswell James. She's responsible for the Boys of Summer this morning. She requested that.
Love that song.
And I got a note from Mary Aceto. She says, the obvious is Born to Run. I've been listening to the Blast Off for many years, riding down the New Jersey Parkway Friday before Memorial Day weekend with my family, headed to OC, Maryland to go camping.
Yeah.
That's a place you've been before, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Are you kidding?
Yeah, big Maryland girl.
Yeah, well, I'm not from Maryland, but I was married down there, and I spent a lot of summers in Ocean City.
Now, it's 7:34, minutes before the 8 o'clock countdown for the Summer of 2020 Blast Off. And I wanted to just take a moment out because so many people, and us included, always headed to the Jersey Shore. And there's plenty of beaches. Everybody's always seemed to be in a good mood, too. Even if somebody was drinking a little bit. And all the time we were at Jenkinson's, I think we had one episode that was caused by alcohol.
And what was that?
Two women got into an actual fist fight.
Ooh, God.
And it was broken up quickly. I'm telling you, Jenkinson's always.
And I was very sorry about doing that. But
yeah, it was always a very the security there was just phenomenal.
Yes,
so
yes.
I figured it'd be good. Who knows the Jersey Shore better than a guy who has his empire there, Tim McClune.
Yeah.
He's our Holiday Express friend, but he also runs McClune's Restaurants. And we put him on this morning because I want to hear what's going on at the Jersey Shore.
Hey, Scott, are you sure you're not a whack job?
No, not. I'm not
yes,
a whack.
He is.
I'm a little bit. I'm not one
Patty,
to stand up.
And Patty, you beat the hell out of that woman. That was
Thank crazy.
You.
Now,
you
started out with, 12 restaurants before the stuff hit the fan. And
yep.
now you're a 9 restaurant guy, right?
Well, we're more like 7, but...
7, all right. Who's counting? Oh, I know. Yep. I remember when we talked to you, you were very depressed because of a lot of it had to do with the employees that... you know, you had to lay off.
It was awful. You know, we eventually did get the PPP funding, and I'm still complaining about whoever named that PPP. I mean, come on.
I know.
You know, it makes us giggle. We got to stop. We did get the funding, and we were able to bring back a percentage of them, but we're restricted to doing just takeout.
Right.
And all the restaurants in Jersey, nobody can dine in or even at this point dine out. We're all hoping that the governor is going to loosen on that soon to allow, you know, with social distancing and all that. It's impossible to make a go of it without some sort of dining. We had to do that pivot. And you know, you're right. I really, when I was on the air with you, thank you for asking me at the time, I really was depressed about it. It was such a shock, as I think I said to you at the time, on March 16th, it was as if 12 restaurants had burned to the ground and we didn't have insurance.
Well,
and
you were in a place I've never heard you before,
yeah.
And I've been around you a lot, and it was just, it was tough listening to you, to be honest with you. I felt bad for you.
But you're giving me another shot today.
Yeah, got to perk up a little bit.
Come on,
you know,
Tim.
Yeah, I'll tell you something funny. This should be encouraging for you. I saw a news story last night where they were talking to a guy who owns a restaurant in Connecticut, and they were able to open because they have an outdoor area.
Yeah.
And he said that they did more business the first night open than they did the entire week before with the takeout thing.
I believe it. I believe it. We're operating at about 10% of our normal capacity, dollar-wise. You know, we do this takeout, and people come, and they like it. And, you know, it's not what we do, but we figured it out. And, it's, you know, the great part is seeing my employees again, though. It was just so great to see so many of these faces and
I'm sure.
People we're really close with, and realizing the suffering that goes on that we don't even know about, because they would not necessarily tell us, you know.
Right. Well,
whether it's people working in the back of the kitchen washing dishes or the people out front, you know. But I decided really kind of yesterday, to be honest with you, I was on some conference calls and with a lot of people in different industries of New Jersey, hotel operators and the racetrack operator, and I just decided, you know, I've got to stop being negative about this, and I've got to start being more, you know, more positive for the sake of our employees as well as just myself. You know, we've got to look at our whole goal now. We pivoted since I spoke to you.
Yeah.
The goal was, geez, how do we? What are we going to do in a month? My attitude now is that when June 1 of 2021 hits, a year from now,
right,
I want us to be standing.
Yeah. You're the best, man. Good luck this weekend. We love you, and we'll see you soon. Tim McClune, ladies
right,
and gentlemen, a member of the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Lord almighty. 7:39 from Tim McClune to Brad Blanks, who's the performance coach today for Dennis DeYoung. Let's see what he's got going on. He's on Zoom right now.
Dennis, how are you, buddy? Hey, you had breakfast yet?
I'm 73. That should say enough right there. Yeah, I have had breakfast. I had fruit, fresh fruit. I eat it religiously. I have bananas. What do you care? I had fresh fruit.
And the nerves? Are you good? Are the nerves all right? No worries?
No worries. It's just New York.
What was your greatest performance in New York? Can you remember one of the greatest shows you did?
The thing that comes to mind is in 1981, during the Paradise Theater tour, we did 3 sold-out Madison Square, 2 Meadowlands, and 2 Nassau Coliseum.
Wow.
And it was the Paradise Theater tour, and it was just spectacular. All of them were just so wonderful. So many great, memorable experiences in New York. And at one time, I got mugged. That sticks in my mind.
Jeez.
That's Brad.
Wait a minute. I want more of that story. What happened?
No, that's all you're going to get of that one. I'll tell you what.
He got mugged.
He is wacky. Today's the day his new album drops. It's his solo album, 26 East. That's the address where they started the band Styx.
Wow.
In the basement. And the video is out. We posted it on our Facebook page. It's an incredible home movie video of Dennis and his childhood photos and footage of Styx when they first got started with the Panazzo Brothers. And
it's so cool. It's like a mini documentary.
Let me tell you, the album is phenomenal. It's an amazing piece of work. I can't get over it. And, of course, he's got that duet with Julian Lennon with that song's about.
Right.
The video is To the Good Old Days, so check it out. And he's coming up shortly as we blast off into the Memorial Day weekend on CBS-FM.
Nothing can stop us from celebrating the best time of the year.
Y'all ready for this?
It's the Big Show Virtual Summer Blast Off on CBS-FM.
7:53 here at CBS-FM, Friday, May 22nd. It's release day, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, for Dennis DeYoung and his brand new album. You can get that anywhere. Give him a little plug there. Partly sunny today, chance of showers. As you know, we kind of consider everyone who works with us part of our family.
Oh,
and this gentleman, in my head and Patty's head, still a part of our family, even though we have to watch CBS 2 to see him now. He is still our friend, John Elliott.
You guys are too nice, and I was just thinking back. 1 year ago in Atlantic City, Patty on the beach with our daughters, it was just magical.
Yeah.
And then I think back even farther, the sun beaming off the nose of Joe Nolan. it's amazing what we've been through, whether it's Coney Island, the Jersey Shore, and now virtually. But you know what? At least in my little corner of the world, the sun is still shining, even though we may see a shower.
Yeah.
I see you. See you on the weekends. Now, you're like the weekend star. You're doing all kinds of things.
Well, you know what? It's funny because this weekend I'm going to be down at Jenkinson's because Jenkinson's is closed. And I talked to the manager down there, and he said he's been through Sandy, 9/11, multiple nor'easters. He's never seen anything like this. He's never can ever remember not working Easter, Mother's Day, and Memorial Day. He wants to start working 80 hours a week, and then I'm off with the Dave Rulyback, who is the captain of the Queen Mary down there in Point Pleasant. He can normally fit 50 to 70 people on his boat. Now the new law is, well, the new rule is, he can only take 10, and two of those have to be the, I know. So he's already lost $100,000 this season.
Oh, man. That's
amazing. So, I mean,
Yeah,
these are the kind of businesses that are lifeblood in this country, and we got to help people survive, whatever we can do.
Well, Johnny, boy, it's good to see you walking down memory lane. We love you, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
And have a, you know, have a blessed Memorial Day. Remember what the holiday's about, but also, you know, enjoy your family this weekend. Miss you guys.
Tell your girls, tell your girls we love them and said hello.
Thanks, Scott.
Crank up the summer songs and the party music. It's the Shannon in the Morning Virtual Summer Blast Off Spectacular.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot.
Only on CBS FM.
Not over yet.
Thank you guys so much for your time. We hope you have an unbelievable Memorial Day weekend. Thank you again, Scott Shannon. You're unbelievable to me, man. You've been a great friend and a great supporter. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. See you soon.
You're on the Shannon in the Morning Virtual Summer Blast Off Spectacular on CBS FM.
There's no beach. I can't see the beach. I can't see the crowd, but I feel it in my bones.
I was going to say that. I feel the beach after that. That was so great.
I certainly, as many times as I've heard Joe do that kickoff.
You mean our mystery DJ?
Our mystery DJ do that kickoff. I still get a little teary-eyed because just the emotion in his voice.
Yeah, the love, the passion, and also our years, all the years that we've been doing that, and it doesn't get old. It's just wonderful. By the way, our mystery DJ appears courtesy of iHeartRadio. We should throw that in there.
And he's got his big summer kickoff this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and he broadcasts on NJIR.com. He's got some music.
No. He does NJIR.net.
Oh, I'm sorry.
.com must belong to somebody else.
No, he got thrown off .com.
He was too rowdy for .com.
They moved him over to .net.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great musical guests and a very special guest stopping by, our old pal Bill Evans. And, of course...
He's got a new singer and songwriter he's discovered named Rob Snyder.
Oh, very cool.
And all the proceeds go to the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation.
Hint, hint.
Helping to send Catholic school seniors to college. And thanks again, like Patty said, to iHeartRadio. And thank you, Gavin DeGraw. Now, there's a guy with a big heart.
And a big voice, man.
He's great, isn't he?
He really is great. He has the rasp in his voice you would expect someone much older. He's just, I love it.
Good guy. And, of course, he's got his little... He's got his little rescue dog
Buddy.
That he rescued from a truck stop named Buddy. And everywhere he goes, Buddy goes with him.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you from Chicago, Dennis D. Young. His new album is out today, 26 East Volume 1. You can get it at DennisDeYoung.com.
Anywhere you get music.
Yep. Yeah. His music video is his duet with Julian Lennon, son of John. It's called To the Good Old Days, and it's a wonderful, it's almost like a graduation kind of theme, too.
Yeah, and it's like a mini documentary if you look at the video of his life and Styx and everything else. It's really wonderful.
It's a Friday weekend, Memorial Day blast off. We got plenty of recommendations. I've still got the 90 minutes to fill with some of my favorite songs, 90 minutes to drive the oldies police crazy.
You're good at that. So
the music police, and I know Ryan's listening down in Florida, so I got to be very careful. Let's see. Some of the requests are great, too. Annette Rodriguez wants to hear Too Much Time in My Hands. That's by the band Styx. I think Tommy does that one, which is, you know, as a guy. He's the guy that won't let the band get back together now.
Really?
Yeah, Dennis wants to go back out on tour.
Yeah.
And then do, you know, one final farewell tour, and he doesn't want to do it. They can make more money. They can make more money in one summer than the group Styx can make right now in 5 years if they if they get together with Dennis. But I don't know what the deal is. I can't figure it out. Also, I got to say congratulations to our friends at Universal Studios in Florida.
Yeah, Ron Cohen and all the guys down there that we see year after year after year. The parks are the park is reopening to visitors, the theme park. We knew that City Walk had opened about, I don't know, a little over a week, week and a half ago. But 2 weeks from today, they will welcome visitors back to enjoy beautiful Universal Orlando. So
that's
very happy
for
them.
It's a great time. Big shout out to Jack Rahal. He says, I love the show today. Thank you, Scoot Shannon. Appreciate it.
Scoot.
I love radio.
The double O instead of double T.
Yeah, it's double O. I love everything. Well, that's not half bad. Listen to this. Mm. Who was it? What happened here? Robin Mastelli. Oh, my God. Massatelli. Thank you for the virtual blast-off. Great to listen to. I don't know if that was Bill Evans or Joe Nolan who did the kickoff, but it was one of them, and it was great. How about
Not Evans.
It was not. I'll tell you what, you're half right.
Yeah.
It was not Bill Evans.
He's a Mississippi boy, isn't he?
Ron Joy says hello. Dana Cancel does a big shout out. And, Ron wrote, Nolan, brilliant. Kicking off the summer. I had goosebumps. And I got a nice note from John J. Gallagher. Good morning, everybody. We school administrators and teachers been working our butts off with our students online. Distance learning has taken over the way we deliver instruction in all academic areas. Before we realize it, it's 6 p.m. and we're still at it. I've heard that from so many teachers. Driving you crazy. At least that's how I find my life going. My sleep schedules are way off. And I haven't been listening to the show much, but I made sure I listened this morning because I needed it. Thanks for continuing the tradition, making us all a bit teary-eyed. Even we Long Islanders love hearing about the Jersey Shore. So,
well, I got to tell everybody, we needed it as much, if not more, than folks listening, because it felt so good to just hear all that and to feel like there's forward momentum for the summer. I think it's great. Yeah. It's so much fun.
No negative attitudes today.
Yes.
And that includes you, Brad Blanks.
Oh, he's never negative.
Patty, guys, I got to tell you, Patty, what you just said, Patty, is so true. The show today, I got to give it to Scott and Patty. You guys are amazing. It just gives you hope that things are moving in the right direction, that we're going to open up. And your mystery DJ gives me goosebumps every year. He's a ripping guy and a good friend of ours, and yeah, what a speech he gave. So I call it a little ode, a limerick that he delivers every year.
Exactly. He's wonderful.
And Brad, you're doing a post show wrap up today.
Instagram, yeah.
That's right. It's going to be on your Instagram, Scott. So that's the handle is Scott Shannon DJ. I'm hoping to get you on, Scott. That's the thing. I got to.
I'm pretty booked up, Brad.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there.
I'm pretty booked up. I just can't go on anybody's Instagram.
Well, you also have to explain to him how to get onto it. So that.
I know how to get on there.
I'm kidding you.
I'm in heavy negotiations with a woman called Trish.
Good idea.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Take care of it.
We're going to have some great guests. Patty Steele's going to lead us off, and and then we're going to get Joan. Who's that? What did I nearly say? The mystery DJ, I should say.
Yeah. Well, I think the cat's out of the bag, or the DJ's out of the bag.
Yeah, it's a big cat. Yeah.
He did a pretty good job, too, I tell you what.
It was wonderful.
You know what? After 18, 20 years, he's got it nailed.
Yep.
He does. Yeah. He does. And I'm going to check in with Sue Eller as well to see how she's going and representing Long Island. So we'll have a mix.
Taking care of all those kids.
She got a kid. You know, ask her about one of her. She's got like It's like a beauty contest going on in our house. All her daughters and her sons are handsome and beautiful girls. And one of the girls, I forget which one it is, has a crush on the wine store delivery guy. He comes by, and there's a lot of deliveries to their house during the lockdown.
Well, she's got a very narrow field to choose from, so I can understand that.
Yeah, whoever comes by, whoever makes it to the front driveway, she's
has
got
a crush possible.
On. That's it. All right, Brad, 10 o'clock. The Brad Blanks wrap-up show at 10 o'clock this morning on Instagram. Scott Shannon, DJ. That's how you do it on The Big Show on CBS FM.
This is the Memorial Day Summer Blast Off Spectacular with Scott and Patty in the Big Show crew on CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.